I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer and praise and worship, that we can do that while we are waiting for other people to call in, that we can prepare ourselves to receive this word from the Lord. And this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. And we are located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. But our services are via conference right now. Praise God. And so we're going to start this Spirit and True Fellowship in prayer. Prophetess Margaret, I release the line to you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let us throw our hearts and minds in. Oh, most heavenly gracious Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for this service, Lord God. We commit this service unto you. Lord God, we thank you for the woman of the hour, Lord God. We thank you for the word that you have inside of her belly, Lord God, that will free, set your people free today, Lord God. We thank you for the deliverance that shall come forth. Lord God, we thank you for everyone that will be not just hearers, but doers of this word, Lord God. We thank you for the increase, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we bless you right now in what you're getting ready to do in this very season for us, God. We cancel the hand of distractions on this service today, Lord God. Draw our hearts and minds in on you in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we all receive what you have prepared for us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory. Let us just give God praise on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Even right now, God, do we bless your name? Do we rejoice in and show a heart of gratitude toward what it is that you are about to do? We have expectations and anticipation for the move of God on this day. And we give you glory, praise, and honor for lifting up our head, for lifting our spirits, oh God, for strengthening us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah, beloved, in my spirit today. Hallelujah. I like to rejoice. I like to sing songs of Zion. Amen. Praise God, and this is service. Hallelujah. My God, but we're going to move straight to the word on today. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I was glad. Oh, glory to your name, God. When they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Going into his house meant being in his presence. Praise God. Hallelujah, and I thank God for that. Beloved, turn with me to Esther 5 on today. We're going to turn to Esther chapter 5, amen. And we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 14. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prophetess Marshall, are you able to read this morning? Esther is an Old Testament book.
I'm here, Pastor.
Amen.
I'm pulling up now.
Praise God. Esther is an Old Testament book. Praise God.
Esther chapter 5?
Chapter 5, beloved. Beloved, when you get it, say amen. We're going to start from verse 1 and we're going to read to verse 14.
Okay. I'm here. Esther chapter 5, verse 1. Mm-hmm. I'm reading from the KJV version.
Amen.
And it says, Esther's request. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, What wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? And it shall be even given thee to the half of the kingdom. And Esther answered, If it seem good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him. Then the king said, Cause Haman to make haste, that he may do as Esther hath said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said unto Esther at the banquet of wine, What is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed. Then answered Esther and said, My petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king hath said. Then went Haman forth that day joyful and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he stood not up, nor moved for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself, and when he came home, he sent and called for his friends, and Zeresh, his wife. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches, and the multitude of his children, and all the things wherein the king had prompted him, and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. Haman said, moreover, Yea, Esther, the queen did not let no man come in with the king unto the banquet that she had prepared but myself. And tomorrow, and I invited unto her also with the king. Yet all this availeth me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then said Zeresh his wife, and all his friends unto him, Let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou unto the king, that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou in merrily with the king unto the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. Amen. This is the word of God.
The word of God is blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, I ask now that you hide me behind your cross. Let it be you that they hear, that they see. Oh, God, don't let it be me. We thank you for this word that is spirit and life this day. Hallelujah. In the kingdom thought that is coming forth. In Jesus' name, O God, that by faith we shall receive that provision, hallelujah, and that we shall apply it in our daily living. In Jesus' name, praise God, hallelujah. Beloved, I want to speak to you from this text, amen. We are in Esther, and we was in Esther in Sunday school. And so many of you know that Haman, amen, which was close to Xerxes, amen, who is the king, amen, of Persia, praise God, and who has a wife named Esther. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We find that king, Haman, amen, and Haman was against the Jews because Mordecai, the cousin of Esther, would not bow down to Haman. Praise God. And Haman he's angry, amen, and he wants these Jews to be exterminated, amen, for no other reason, amen. He doesn't even know Mordecai, but just because Mordecai would not bow down and worship him. And so now we have Queen Esther that is on assignment, and she has a responsibility, amen, hallelujah, just to go before the king when she has not been before the king in 30 days. The king has not asked for her. Beloved, we read in chapter 4 that it was unlawful, amen, to go before the king and you have not been summoned, that the punishment to enter into the inner court of the king and you have not been called for is punishable by death instantly. Amen. Praise God. And so there are those that are set in place in the inner court of the king for anyone who enters into the king's inner court to take off their head, punishable by death instantly. People set in place, amen, to deal with this type of lawlessness. Amen? And Mordecai has said to Queen Esther, amen, hallelujah, don't think of yourself. Praise God. This Haman has out a decree to destroy your people. We need you to go before the king. We need you to be bold. We need you to put in a request, amen, that we may be delivered, amen. What the Jews need here is a change in faith, hallelujah. Just as we may need a change in faith in different areas and aspects of our life, amen. They need for this decree to be rewritten concerning whether they're going to live or die. Hallelujah. Beloved, only King Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, only God himself can rewrite our story. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. He is in control of everything in our life that is taking place. Nothing happens without his permission. Nothing happens unless he himself sanctions it. Amen. I don't care what you may be going through in your relationship. Amen. Whether it is friendship, whether it is a marriage, amen, whether it is sister and brother, amen, physical, a natural sister and brother, or whether it is spiritual, amen, whether it is financial, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, whether it is pertaining to wealth, amen, hallelujah, or poverty, amen, only God can rewrite your story. Only he can make your name great, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so this Haman, There was a spirit upon Haman, amen? And this spirit wanted to annihilate the Jews. That same spirit upon Haman, amen, was the same spirit, amen, that was upon, amen, the man that wanted to exterminate the Jews before. What is his name? Praise God. Amen. I could Hitler, amen. That same spirit that was on Haman was upon Hitler, praise God, that would exterminate a whole race. Amen, hallelujah, just because I can. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm just going to annihilate these people because God favored them, and I just want to take them off of the face of the earth. Amen, hallelujah. Have you ever dealt with anything in life, amen, where someone has set an evil plan against you, maybe on your job? I remember when I was in corrections, praise God, amen, there was a debt, praise God, amen. And at that time, amen, I believed in Christ, but, you know, I was still dressing in my heels and my miniskirts, praise God. And she said unto me, she pulled me to the side, and she said unto me, I was coming in to the job, and she says, well, if you keep dressing like that, someone is going to rape you. Amen. And I said to her, excuse me? I said, excuse me, Deb, and I'm not going to call her name. I said, Deb, amen, what I wear outside of the job ain't none of your concern. Praise God. Amen. I said to her, amen, your concern is if my uniform is intact. And if my uniform is intact when I come to roll call and while I'm working, that is your limit into your concern concerning what I wear. Amen. You are limited to that. Praise God. So sometimes people will exert themselves in a certain authority in areas over your life. Amen, that they have no authority to do so. Praise God. And from the moment I checked her, and I was in my early 20s, praise God, maybe 21, praise God. From the moment that I checked her, she had a vendetta against me. Amen. She sent a green sheet downtown that I should not have been a correction officer after probation. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But hallelujah. When people come up against you for no reason at all, just because you stood up for yourself, just because they don't like the way you look, just because the spirit of Haman has rested upon them and their focus is to annihilate you, amen? Today we're going to deal with every spirit of Haman in your life, every spirit of the waster that wants to come up against every relationship that you have, that wants to devour it, amen? Praise God, amen? Sometimes we're looking at people and God is is telling us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness, amen, in high places, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, amen, all we can see is our friend, all we can see is our mother, all we can see is our sister, our brother, amen. But God is telling you, hallelujah, that that is not what you're wrestling against. Be able to discern the spirit that is operating behind the scenes.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. What spirit is that? Praise God. And the spirit don't have a sex. The spirit don't care if you are if you are male or female. What spirit is that? Is it Jezebel? Is it Haman? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. There was a spirit. Amen. Amen. He was a king and he was a baby killer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he was set out, amen, just to annihilate all babies to and under. Why? Because he heard that one of the babies that was coming in his time was a king, and he didn't want no king to be greater than who he was.
Amen.
Praise God. Just your very potential, the call, the anointing on your life. Amen. Hallelujah. This king, he couldn't stand the anointing, praise God. So he wanted to kill the anointing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Beloved, you have to be able to discern. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what could we do to change our faith when the spirit of Haman, hallelujah, my God, is resting on someone that has access to us? Huh? What can we do that our faith would change? How do we deal with this enemy? God already told us to put on the full armor of God. He already told us that after we've done all that we can, after we put on the full armor of God, after we've done all that we can do, after we have stood and did all that we could do, all we could do is stand some more. Praise God. But what we must stand in is divine truth. Praise God. We must stand in divine instruction. Praise God. And the only way that we're going to get this story rewritten. Amen. Praise God, for the enemy has written out something diabolic against us. Amen. Some of us, we're dealing with sicknesses and illnesses. There has been an evil decree that has been written out against us. Praise God. Hallelujah. There has been a proclamation that has been made that is working, and you need it to see. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I may not have mentioned your situation and circumstance, but there is not a situation or circumstance that the blood cannot rewrite. Praise God. There's not a situation and circumstance that the King of Kings has not already rewritten. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I remember, hallelujah, my God, when God first called me to the work of the ministry. Hallelujah, there was something coming down the pipeline that would have changed my life forever. Something that I did not deserve. I didn't think I deserved it, praise God. But it was a plot that the enemy had set in place because of who I was connected to. And when the enemy was going to hit him, it was going to affect me. But when God called me into the work of the ministry and he set me on fire, I began to run from God and I did not look back. And so that broke the connection that I had with this person. And whatever it is that they was into, amen, hallelujah, it was no longer spilling over into my life, praise God. And my yes to God moved me out of the way that when this evil scheme was set in place and began to unfold. Hallelujah, Jesus. It was not in my path, because my path changed because I said yes to God. Who is God talking to? You need for God to rewrite your story. You need a change in faith right now, praise God. Hallelujah. Esther knew that the only way that she was going to get this change is that she needed to get into the presence, not of the king. She needed to get into the presence of God. What I love about this text, Esther's focus, hallelujah, was not on the just the decree being changed. Her focus was on favor. She said, if I have found favor in your sight. When the king said, what can I do for you? When the king saw her and he saw her beauty, she dressed for the occasion, praise God. She didn't just go up in the court, amen, with a scarf on and her hair undone and in her flip-flops and in her slippers, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. She went before the king in his court, in his inner court dress. She was dressed for the occasion. The Bible says that when the king looked upon her, that she found favor. And so where her head should have came off and she should have been annihilated, she should have been killed on the spot. The king did what? He pointed his golden scepter. That was favor. Hallelujah. Where she should have died, she lived. Hallelujah. Not only did she live, but he told her these words. Amen. The king said, hallelujah. Then said the king unto her, what will thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? He knew that, listen, you don't come before the king without a request. Praise God. What can I do for you, Queen Esther? It shall be given thee to the half of the kingdom. Praise God. And that's what God is saying unto you today. If you would just get in my presence. If you would just come out of the outer court into the inner court, amen, because your faith is in Christ, you already have unlimited access to the throne of grace, praise God, hallelujah. If you would just partake in your kingdom privilege, hallelujah, if you would just partake in the resources of the kingdom of God that has already been afforded unto you, oh, Kobos, I'm dead end. In my presence, I'll give you revelation of what spirit you're dealing with. In my presence, I'll anoint you. Oh, Kobo Sandere, a fresh new anointing to deal with the things that are going on in these times and in these seasons. He's telling you that in my presence, he says, I will give unto you even up to half of the kingdom. Amen. He said, in my presence, hallelujah. God is saying in my presence, how it doesn't matter what the verdict is. It doesn't matter what the decree is. It doesn't matter what has been declared. It doesn't matter what the doctor diagnosis is. That in my presence, I'll rewrite all of that. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. In my presence, hallelujah. If you just get in my presence, hallelujah. If you just stay put in my presence. If you just abide in my presence, hallelujah, Jesus. It's hard to resist the glory of God. Beloved, in the presence of God is the glory of God smeared upon you. Hallelujah. You want favor? She knew what to ask for. You may have a financial problem, but if you just get some favor, praise God. Hallelujah. Favor will deal with the financial issue. You may have a sickness, an illness. Amen. You may have an infirmity. Amen. Praise God that you need to be corrected. You may be in need of a miracle. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God's favor will change all of that. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You may need restoration in a relationship. Praise God. You need that story rewritten. Praise God. But God's favor. Hallelujah. God's favor. Esther knew what to ask for. God's unprecedented favor, his grace. Oh, Korobo Sanda. If I have found favor in your sight, all I want is your favor. Praise God. Amen. What the situation was wasn't important. The fact that he wanted to kill all the Jews at that point, hallelujah. She said, what I need is favor. Oh, Kobo Sanda. If I have found favor in your sight, hallelujah. God's favor can do what you cannot do. Hallelujah, Jesus. God favor upon the widow whose husband died and left her with a whole bunch of debt and her sons was about to be sold into slavery to pay off this debt. God's favor brought about a supernatural divine blessing where the prophet told her, go out and borrow empty jars. And God calls for the little curse of oil that she had not to sell. And to every jar that she borrowed was filled. Favor. 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 favor? Are we asking for the right thing? Favor will take care of every situation and circumstance. When we ask for favor, we're not limited to the situation. Oh, Corobo Sunday. We don't have to keep going back. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, those of you that need your faith changed, those of you that need a miracle, those of you that need supernatural divine intervention, hallelujah. Oh, Kobo Sandere. Kuriandere Bo Santa. Oh, Kobo, and you go before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When you go before him, hallelujah. My God, my God. While you're fasting, while you're praying, while you're giving yourself over to spiritual things, because we need a rewrite. We need to be able to operate in the newness, in the newness, in the newness. Amen. Hallelujah. In the newness of this day. We need this need met. Praise God. All we have to do is ask God if I have found favor in your sight. God, I desire your favor more than money. I desire your favor more than excellent health. I desire your favor more than any relationship. Oh, korobo sandere, kiriandere bosanta. That I may have right now, what I really desire is your approval, God, your provision. Your favor. Give me your favor, and I will work that favor. Oh, Kobo Sandere. Give me, hey, Kaba Sandere. Who am I speaking to, God? I desire your favor. When you come before the Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, not coming before him entitled, not coming before him demanding, but coming before him humble, knowing that he is God. Hallelujah, Jesus. She didn't have to ask King Xerxes for anything right then but favor. Hallelujah. And he began to offer her things. Hallelujah, Jesus. He began to offer her more than what she wanted. He began to offer her more than what she needed. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. She says, if I had found favor, Father, as we stand in your presence on this day, Father, we need a rewrite. Each and every one of us, maybe in different situations and circumstances, we need a rewrite, not just for us, but for our generations. We need a rewrite, not just for us, but for the United States of America. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we need a rewrite. Oh, Kobo Sandere, in business dealings and activities, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we need a rewrite. Shabbat Sandere. Kuriandere Bo Sandere. And if we have found favor in your sight, not in the sight of man, oh, Kobo Sandere, Kuriandere Bo Sandere. Father, we want favor at a kingdom standard. If we have found favor in your sight, oh, Kobo Sandere, Kuriandere Bo Sandere. Oh, Kobo, Jesus. Favor, oh God. To cease the activity of every spirit of Haman in the name of Jesus by the blood. Favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, to bring down every Goliath. favor, oh God. Hallelujah. To stop the works of every Jonas and John Bray, every folklore musician spirit, every hindrance, in the name of Jesus, favor to come up against poverty, favor to come up against sickness, favor. Oh, Kobo Sandere. Every King Agag, favor. Kaba Sandere, Kuriandere, Bosanda. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God, every witch. See, under King Agag, they work witchcraft. Hallelujah. That's why King Saul was told to kill everything in that camp. Don't save anything. Woman, children, cattle, and the king. Kill everything. Because he suffered the witch not to live. Oh, kobo sandere kerebosa. Kuriandereposa. Grace us, O God, to be bold and to move in obedience to your word, to your will, and to your purpose. Grace us, God, for us to desire your favor and let your favor work in every situation and circumstance, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let your favor, let your glory be seen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even as we walked the earth, when Moses came down out of the mount, the glory of God was upon him. Hallelujah. He had a glow. Let it be, oh God. Hallelujah. Let it be seen that we was in the presence of the Lord. Let your favor, hallelujah, let it begin to work in every situation, every circumstance, in every business deal. Oh, God, all on the job, in the lives of our family, with our friends, let your favor. Oh, Kobo San did it. Let your favor bring peace, Shabbat. Oh, Kuriandere Bo Santa. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't let the actions of someone else determine how you're going to react. Hallelujah. Let this word, the word of God, hallelujah, when things are hard, my God, let this word, hallelujah, remember this word, get into the presence of the Lord. Lord, if I have found favor in your, I don't know what's going on in this situation. Oh, God, I don't know why we're at odds. Lord, if I have found favor, oh, kobo sandere, kerebo sanda, e kuriandere, I know only you could give me peace with you and peace with man. Hallelujah, I know that only you can make my enemy my, God, if I can find favor, oh, kuriandere, bo sanda. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ask for favor. Ask for favor, Kaba something. Favor, favor, favor. How are we going to overcome it? God's supernatural divine provision. Hallelujah. Favor to a sinner man is grace. Oh, Kobo San, saved by grace. Favor to a sinner man is grace. Oh, Kobo San, but now that we have been saved, we still need favor. We still need favor. In every aspect of our life, new grace, new mercy. Who favor to someone sick is mercy. Mercy is given to someone that is sick, that is bound. Amen. Hallelujah. Mercy. Lord, have mercy. That's favor. Kaba sandere. Oh, kuriandere bosam. Oh, Father, I declare and decree even now over your people's life, oh God. If they have found favor in your sight. Whatever petition, whatever request that they may have in their heart for you today. Hallelujah. I ask that you accelerate their cause. Put a testimony in their heart. Make this word life for them in the name of Jesus. Right every wrong. Oh, Kobo Sandere. We ask him for divine intervention. Hallelujah. For you to show up, for you to be involved. In the name of Jesus. We ask for a godly provision. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We want you to unmute your phone. Amen. Hallelujah. We just want you to praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, in your heart. Just talk to him, Lord, if I have found favor in your sight. He is present. Where two or three is gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. You know what you stand in need of. He's a big God. Don't come before him with just little things. He's a big God. He's able to make the impossible possible. Oh, God, if I have found favor in your God, what I really need is favor. What I really need is a supernatural divine provision. What I really need is to be able to come to the end of myself and tap into your resources, into your economy, and into your power without measure. What I really need is favor. My God, your favor will back a payment. Oh, God, your favor, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, by the blood. Oh, God, your favor, oh, God, will accelerate my course. In the name of Jesus, your favor. If I could just have favor with God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, we need two-dimensional favor. Favor with God and favor with man. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Favor, kabasandere. Whatever it is that you stand in need of, bikarandere bosanda. This is your personal relationship. Rise up and talk to your God. Rise up in the spirit. Let your voice be heard. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we need these addictions to break. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we stand for our family members that are addicted. Oh, God, to break the
bond.
In the name of Jesus, if I have found favor, oh, glory to your name, oh, God. Oh, God, we stand for the wayward soul. If I have found favor, glory God, hallelujah. When you find favor in God's sight, hallelujah, you can administer favor. You can ask how about Sunday. You can't administer what you don't have. You can't minister what you don't have. You can't minister what you don't have. Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God. Oh God, we write our story. Let the blood speak on our behalf, oh God. In the name of Jesus, King Jesus. Oh, God, bring them out and bring them through. Those that are struggling with holiness, God, bring us out and bring us through, God. There's only one body. Hallelujah. You can't struggle and I don't feel it. You can't be in pain and I don't feel it. Do it for us, God. Do it for us. Hallelujah. There's only one body. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can't be hurting and I don't feel the pain. Favor. What do you desire? I got everything that I need, Lord, only if I find favor in your sight. I believe that your favor is going to take care of it all, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, the Jews needed to be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a decree out to annihilate them. Hallelujah. But the queen, after being in the presence of the Lord, she came out speaking the kingdom language. And she said, if I have found favor,
thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, after being in the presence of the Lord, after being with God, hallelujah, she came out asking for favor. Hallelujah, she didn't come out accusing nobody of nothing. She came out asking for favor. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, we thank you for the direction. We thank you for the divine provision, oh God, and we believe that it is so. We believe that it is so. We believe. Come on and thank him. We believe that it is so. You act like you didn't even receive a miracle today. We are those that know that they received this
miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Value, oh, and will treat you according to your value.
Kabasandere, the value that God has.
Yes, Jesus.
The new you, the newness,
yes,
a new creation, a royal priesthood. Beloved, this is a paradigm shift. This day, you will never be the same. You will never be the same. You will never be the same. Listen, he's rewriting your soul. He blotted out the old. Hallelujah. The old is being blotted out. Listen, you're going to be sweeter than pie. They're not going to understand why you're so sweet. Why? Because you're walking in the newness of glory. You're walking in the newness of glory.
Hallelujah.
They said all kinds of things about you that hurt your feelings. Amen. But you're walking in the newness. Praise God. Listen, you bring forth love. Praise God. Amen. You're not just responding. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Concerning what has been done. You're not even afraid. Hallelujah. The person operates the same way. Praise God. Why? Because there's a word of glory in you.
Yeah, God. For you, the Lord. Jesus.
And in order for anyone to be there in your presence, hallelujah, they have to be suitable.
Yeah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Chief.
By the blood, Jesus.
I ended a relationship and I said you didn't belong here in the first place. It was my fault. I gave you access and you ain't had no business being here in the first place. Listen, beloved, we're making choices. You better discern. You better discern. You better pay attention to these signs. Hey, they ain't had no business there in the first place. But you gave access. But God says that door is being closed now and it's being sealed with the blood and that story is being rewritten. Be careful how you rebuild.
Thank you, Mama.
Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. That every dead tree is being cut off and healed in the fire. God has made you alive. Hallelujah, Jesus. Fruit bearing and alive. Kabasanda. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. He has made you alive. You are alive. You are alive. You are dead things can't just be in your circumference and not come alive. You are alive. Dead works can operate in your circumference and not come alive, not change. In the name of Jesus, you got the power to turn over evil decrees. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, you got the power to look at the spirit, speak to the spirit, and render his work null and void. God has given you that authority.
Yes.
Yes.
Use the Lord. Anointing Jesus.
Haman died on the gallows. But that spirit of Haman continued to live and have showed up.
Yes.
To annihilate these same people over and over and over again. Over and over. Hallelujah.
By the blood.
But God has given you divine instruction. Get into his presence and find favor in his sight. If I have found favor, get into his presence. Because the favor of God will rewrite your story. The favor of God will overturn evil decrees. The favor of God will give you the right to defend yourself. The favor of God. The favor.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Koriandere Bosa.
My Lord.
Father, we sow into this favor with our praise.
Yes.
We sow into this word with thanksgiving and with gratitude. We thank you for this word, oh God. We thank you for this divine instruction. We thank you for this divine that we know how to respond to the foolishness of the world. Hallelujah. To the spirit of Haman, oh God, that we know how to respond to the spirit of Agag, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we know how to respond, oh God, to the spirit of Goliath. is, oh God, that will show up in our lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you because we know how to respond. We know how to turn our face to the Lord, hallelujah, and make sure, hallelujah, that we have favor with you. Praise God, hallelujah. Oh, korobo sandere. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Out of your life, out of your mouth, you speak blessings and curses. Oh, God. Queen Esther went in to the presence of the Lord, fasting and praying for 3 days and three nights, not knowing how to go before the king. She came out of fasting and praying, dressed herself in some great apparel, went into the inner court where she could have lost her life and found favor because she first had favor with God. Hallelujah, Chief.
Amen.
Acknowledge God in all of your ways.
Oh, yes.
That he may direct your path. Hallelujah. Get in his presence first. Hallelujah. Get in his presence first. Let him lead, let him guide you, and let him direct you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are moving in the portion of the service where we can bless God and sow into this word with our giving. Your tithes and offering belong unto God. Hallelujah. Any seeds that the Holy Spirit is leading you to sow. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're able to do it in this portion of the service. Whatever we sow, we shall reap. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just want to thank God. Hallelujah, that we are reaping good things. Hallelujah, because we are sowing good things according to God's word. Our cash app is $CSCC12. You could give your tithes and your offering that way. Or you could go to the church website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, and you could give up your tithes, your offering, and your seed that way. There is a donate page or donate icon on just about every page, praise God. Hallelujah, to assist you in giving to the work of Jesus Christ. Through PayPal, the church email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every heart that you have blessed today, every heart that you have stirred up to sow financially into the work of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for blessing them. Bless the seed giver. You said that you give seed to the sower. Bless them according to your word and how they are given according to their faith. We thank you for rebuking the devourer. Even right now, oh God, for those that are tithing, for those that are tithing, we thank you for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings, oh God, that they cannot store up, oh God, hallelujah. Let them testify of these blessings for the offering giver, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, for every seed that has been placed on assignment. Discerning this word, oh God, we thank you for hastening to perform. Amen. The power of that seed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we give this offering unto you. We ask that you bless it and multiply it, even as we break it, even as Jesus gave unto the five loaves and the two fish unto you, that you may bless it. And as he broke it and multiplied, Lord, we ask that you multiply it. Multiply it, O God, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. If there be anyone on the line today that does not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of their sins, amen. Minister Harris, I'm going to ask that you do the altar call today. I'm going to ask that you do the altar call, and I'm going to ask that Prophetess Taisha Marshall close us out in prayer after the altar call. Praise God.
Again, after Apostle said, is it anyone that's on the line that is not saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and desires to be saved and make a change in their life? Being saved is deciding to make a change. And then Amen. We go to the Father to ask God to enter us and give us the Holy Spirit that will keep us in spirit and in truth. Is it anyone right now that want to make a change in their life? Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you touch every backslider, every person that don't know you as their own personal Savior this morning, Lord God. I ask you to bless them, Lord, and I thank you for them even being able to hear the word this morning, the powerful name of your servant, Lord God, this morning. But I thank you, Lord, that they will make a change in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. But most of all, I thank you this morning for what you're going to do for your people, Lord God, as they cry out to you right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it, Lord God. And I praise your holy name right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Pastor Marshall, please close us out in prayer.
Hallelujah. Lord, Father God, we thank you at this moment, Lord, for all that you have done, for a great service, for a great message, for the message of favor, Lord. May we be bold, Lord, Father God, like Esther, to seek your face, Lord, Father God, before we seek our own. To seek you, Lord, so that we can walk out, Lord, Father God, to do the things that you have called us to do. Lord, Father God, this was a different situation for Esther. It was something that she didn't think that she would have to do, but yet she did it anyway. Lord, Father God, let us be in the anyway. Let us be, Lord, Father God, in the midst of things that want to turn and create new things. Help us to not lean on our own understanding, but let us know there's a larger and much bigger calling upon our lives if we just seek your face first. Yes. Father God, help us to not lean on our own understanding, but help us to lean, Lord, Father God, on your word, on your mercy, on who you are, on what you speak, through your prophets, through your pastors, through the messages that you leave upon our spirits. May we reach out and grab it, even when we think it's not for us. May we still reach out and grab it, God. Oh, how faithful you are. Oh, Lord, Father God, how you never leave us astray. How, Lord, Father God, you don't leave any children that you do not want a father, for none of us are fatherless, none of us are motherless, for we have you, Lord Father God. You go before us, you prepared a great place for us, Lord Father God, a resting place for us. Let us know that we could just cast our burdens upon you. Let us seek your face upon all. So favor is upon our life. In Jesus' precious holy name, bless the pastor that laid this message out, Lord Father God. It came from her spirit. It came from her experiences. And we pray, Lord Father God, that she will remain vulnerable in the spirit in front of you so that she can come, Lord Father God, to help deliver your children and all that we are going through. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God, may we all say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Agape love, beloved. Let us go in peace and serve the Lord.
Amen. God bless.